6 7. I'm currently immersing myself in an Oculus headset. If you don't know what a Oculus headset, it's a sort of virtual reality goggles, because there's a new documentary but with award-winning Cape Town filmmaker and educator Dylan Valley. It's called No Place But Here. It uses virtual reality 360 media to immerse a viewer inside its subject, and the subject of the documentary is the Sissy Ghoul House occupation in Woodstock in Cape Town. So Dylan has been invited to the Sheffield Documentary Film Festival later this one month. It's one of the most important events on the international documentary filmmaking calendar. Dylan, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. A 360 immersive documentary, I think, is something, or even movie, would be quite interesting, especially if you're showing it to a large audience. Why is this particular immersive filmmaking nowadays more important?
Well, thanks, Lester. Thanks so much for having me here. It's a really great question. Why use 360? Why use VR? And I don't think every film should be made in VR, but I think that there's an added value to using it. And it's really great to see you in the headset. But yeah, on it. But I wish the viewers could see it, the listeners could see it. But yeah, so the idea behind it is the work that I've been doing has to do with housing and spatial justice. So using virtual reality to look at these things and to capture spaces. So the film that we just made, No Place But Here, was myself collaborating with a filmmaker called Andy Neeson and the residents of Sissy Ghoul House in Woodstock.
So this actually gives the viewer the immersive experience of being in the setting of an environment, of an occupation in an old hospital, which now people have called home for several years now.
So people have been living there for about 6 years. It started with Reclaim the City, occupying the building, which was at the time unused as a hospital. The city was using it, I think, as a location. I know that they were filming Hollywood movies there and things like that. And so due to like the high amount of people being evicted in Woodstock and the high amount of homelessness in that part of the city, gentrification and that kind of thing, people were invited to come live in the building. And so now there's about 1,000 people living there.
So how do you go about filming a 3D documentary? Documentaries, films usually a camera subject, and then your B-roll is then filming whatever is around to create then your story. But if you're telling a 360 story with so many things and people happening around you, how do you go about filming, and then also most importantly, editing a story which is supposed to have some form of narrative storytelling arc, and not just being some sort of fly on the wall type of representation of what's going on there?
I try and approach it, just like I would with any other documentary. So I'm using a 360 camera, and that's the main difference. And so like it just takes a while to get used to having a camera that shoots in all directions. So you can't like focus on one shot. You have to like you have to think of the space that you're capturing. It's like scanning an entire space at once. It's kind of like that. And then editing it, you take that 360, it basically turns, it's like a globe. It's like six cameras shooting at the same time that makes one globe. And then that gets put into the editing software. We use the Adobe Premiere, which most people use for editing, and they have 360 capabilities. So it's not that, it sounds quite high tech, but it's not actually that high tech. It's relatively low tech, actually.
You've been invited to screen at the Sheffield Documentary Film Festival. It's a very prestigious event on the documentary calendar. When I think of immersive viewing, I think it being very personal, and I do it in my own space because I'm in my own surroundings, because I'm watching it also from my point of view. What then is different in showing it at in a space where there are maybe a dozen or 20 or 50 people all viewing and experiencing a movie at the same time? Do you have 50 Oculus sets to hand out at Sheffield Documentary Film Festival?
Yeah, so some festivals do that. So with the previous film I made, we showed it at Sundance called Azibuye. And so that had, there was a VR cinema where they had like, say, 30 to 50 headsets in a room, and it was all centralized on a system, and it played at the same time. So you get a sense of that communal cinema experience. A lot of festivals don't do that. They have more. It's more like going into an art installation where there's maybe 3 headsets per film, and you have to slot in, and then so it's a very individual experience. It's not communal in the same way that cinema is. That might change in the future because with Apple's new mixed AR headset, where you can see through the headset, you can see like other people's eyes because there's a screen on the outside which is filming your eyes and then like putting it on the front of the headset. So there's, I think we're going to see a lot more kind of communal ways of...
Whether you are a feature filmmaker, or you're a documentary filmmaker, you're telling a story and you're telling someone else's story. When someone then is immersed in a movie or production, if you are involved and I can see you because we're sharing this technology, what then is then the jump between experiencing a reality and then being told a story? There seems to then this being a blur between simply being a viewer and being a participant in a story, and particularly a documentary.
Yes, no, totally. What I hope to do with it is to, with this film, we really wanted to make people feel like they were visiting Sissy Gulhouse, being able to be on the inside, sit in somebody's room and talk to them, as opposed to watching a film or a report about the hospital or the occupation. So you actually get to feel what it's like to, be in someone's room in the occupation and to actually understand through all the little details. And you can look around yourself, you can see how people have converted the space into actual, what just seems like a normal block of flats, actually, once you're on the inside. Obviously the building is not designed for that. And so there's some changes that would have to be made to the building to make it more like.
And that is ultimately what a documentary is. Yes, it's a piece of factual filmmaking, but a documentary filmmaker comes with a mission or a hypothesis to prove or a story to tell. And by having it in a virtual reality space, does it make your job easier? Because you don't necessarily have to use simply the words and the texts and the pictures to tell the story. You can, in fact, live the story, live the documentary subject.
Yeah, in a way you can. With the first film, Azibuye, I really wanted people to feel like they were occupying themselves. So really, that was a kind of an experiment. I never worked in VR before. And so the idea was you are in this occupation with the people, and then you hear from the owner of the building, and then you kind of have to, in your own ears, you hear their story. So you have to actually start to grapple with these ideas yourself. I'm actually physically in the space virtually, but I need to start thinking about what does it mean to actually be an occupier, to be a... And that helps to kind of undo the stigma also of people who are in these buildings, who are occupying, who don't have alternatives, who don't have better alternatives, I would say, than occupying. So, yeah.
You're at the Sheffield Documentary Film Festival. I think it's an important project to see here in Cape Town. I know you've had small screenings and viewings here, but any plans for any sort of mass screening so that you can spread the story in the city of Cape Town?
So, yes, I'm really glad you asked, because we are actually showing it at the moment at an exhibition at 71 Hout Street in town. It's part of a co-design process that the residents of Sissy Gul have undertaken with the City Occupied Collective and an architect called Malcolm. I'm blanking on Malcolm's last name. Sorry, Malcolm. We are showing at this exhibition, and it's going to be up for the month of June. And you can come see the film there. You can also interact with the people from Sissy Gulhouse and see how they've managed to sustain themselves and have the self-led occupation and self-managed occupation in the building. So so if you want to see the film, you can see it there. We're going to be projecting it on a flat screen, a flat version of it, and there will also be a headset available at certain times.
Dylan Valle is an educator, he's a filmmaker, he's the director of No Place But Here. It's going to be viewing at the Sheffield Documentary Film Festival late in July, but you can go see it. It's a documentary called No Place But Here, using VR and 360 immersive media to tell the story. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.